Welcome, Bill Oram, Southern California News Group, our Laker insider. Bill, thanks for jumping on.
My pleasure, guys. How are you today?
Good. All right. I'm going to give you a conspiracy theory.
Uh-oh.
We've been talking about this.
All morning, he's been blowing me up about this, Bill. So get ready.
All right. I want to know what you think. So you have the piece. Lonzo's got tattoos. Lonzo's not controlled by his father anymore. Lonzo is suddenly his own man. Fair?
I mean, I think it's a great storyline. I think it's probably a bit of a reach. I think Lonzo has kind of been showing all season, though, that he's becoming his own man. He's really strongly said that his father speaks for himself, doesn't represent his views necessarily. The tattoos, I suppose, are just the most visible and permanent example of that, though. Obviously, his dad apparently is strongly opposed to tattoos in general. His younger brother, LiAngelo, went ahead and got his entire torso tattooed, and that sort of paved the way for Lonzo to get a couple little bracelet tattoos around his wrist. So I like the storyline.
No. But you haven't heard the theory. Okay. So you touched on it. Lonzo got his tattoos, and he's his own man. LiAngelo got some tattoos. He's his own man. And we know that dad doesn't like when anybody gets tattoos. So they're both their own men. It's also ironic that LiAngelo has now announced he's going to enter the NBA draft. It's also ironic that we've not heard a peep out of LaVar Ball in some time. Here's the conspiracy. The Lakers have a conversation with LaVar. Dummy up. That's enough. That's enough. We don't want to hear any more. Go radio silent. Both kids get tattoos. Both kids say, we're our own men. We don't care what dad thinks. The Lakers say, LaVar, if you keep quiet, we're going to invite LiAngelo to Summer League if he's not drafted. We'll take a look at him. We're not promising anything, but if you play your role here, and the kids come out, because this is all choreographed and orchestrated, and say, we're our own men, we'll take LiAngelo. At least we'll give him a shot. What do you think of that theory?
I don't quite buy it, and here's why. I don't think the Lakers are going to want anything
wait,
to do
what
with
a buzzkill. Bill, what a buzzkill. I thought that was very well laid out.
It is very well laid out, and I understand how you arrived at the conclusion, and I appreciate the thought you put into it, which I will concede is far more than I've given it. So my first blush reaction, and it's probably more than I'm going to give it also, if we're being fair, but my first blush reaction is that the Lakers want nothing to do with LiAngelo Ball. He's not, the scouts I've talked to, the people with the Lakers, people not with the Lakers, don't see him as a player in the NBA or anything beyond the G League. There is oftentimes you want to do the favors for members of families that have been good to your organization. Obviously, the Utah Jazz have David Stockton on their roster for the rest of the season at this point. So, I mean, you see that in this game, but I'm not sure that the Lakers see any real advantage to doing LaVar favors at this point, especially the way he has handled his relationship with the Lakers and his comments about Luke Walton over the course of the season. So even if they were able to buy themselves a couple months of silence, blissful, peaceful silence, I don't see them signing back up for it and suddenly doubling LaVar's ammo going forward with his sons. And also, when things inevitably don't work out with LiAngelo, it's one more thing to have LaVar on the warpath over. So I have a hard time seeing it, but I really, really, really appreciate the thought you've given it.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Bill, because he did give it a lot of thought.
I think I'm right, by the way.
now you mentioned...
But you know what? I'm gonna report this out. Now that you've floated this theory, I will take it to my people. I'll see if there's any truth to it.
I like it.
Now you got him smiling ear to ear. Bill, you mentioned Lonzo, and he's spoken out, kind of against his father in the past. But and you're around him all the time, so you see it differently than we do, maybe from the outside, and we don't hear this a whole lot. But it just feels different. It feels like there's a little bit of a separation, especially now since LaVar, we haven't heard from him in a while. What do you make of that?
Well, I think look, the separation is a very physical separation. LaVar has been in Lithuania since early January and has been focused on his enterprises over there and kind of the big baller, growing big baller brand in general. We know he has his junior basketball association that's getting off the ground, or he's trying to get off the ground. And so I think what we might actually be starting to see a little bit more is what we sort of expected from LaVar over the summer when he told the Lakers, hey, like I've done all I can for my son. I'm delivering him to you. He's in your hands now. I think at least temporarily, that's what we're seeing. LeVar has other irons in the fire. He's concerned with trying to figure out how to monetize and manipulate this Lithuania thing into being a long-term partnership, how to make Big Baller Brand continue to grow and become an actual lifestyle brand rather than a, you know, kind of the gimmicks that I think a lot of people view it as at this point. At this point, there's really no incentive to get involved in what's going on with Lonzo's career because it's so early and it's wrapping up, and there's other fish to fry at this point. I think it's kind of the thing I've seen the most. I mean, I think that, you know, this league he's trying to start is a pretty massive undertaking, and if it's actually going to happen and become a legitimate thing, or at least get a legitimate start, it's going to require a lot of attention.
Our Laker insider, Bill Oram, with us. Fred Rogan and Rodney Peete on AM 570, LA Sports. When the book is written on this season, I think it's safe to say, despite everything he went through, all of the expectations that were too lofty, Lonzo Ball had a pretty good year. Fair?
I think so. I mean, the shooting is an issue, and it's been something we've discussed all year, and I think we're all a little tired of it. But the fact is, I mean, this is a guy who had two triple-doubles the first month of the season. Last night, he had a near triple. He's come two rebounds short of triple-doubles in his last two games. The Lakers are dramatically changed when he's on the floor, just their style, their pace, their productivity. It's all better when he's on the court. I think for the most part, the Lakers have gotten from him what they wanted. And I agree the expectations were too high. He's not in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. He missed a lot of games with injuries, or, you know, 25 or so games with injuries. But for the most part, I think you look at this and say, okay, like, you've got a sense of what he's going to be. And I think, more importantly, I think free agents around the league have a sense of who he's going to be. They can see that he is a player who is going to play a team-style basketball, who will share the ball, who will give up his own shot to get other guys good look. So I think if you're LeBron James and you're trying to say, you know, I'm not saying that LeBron is going to say Lonzo Ball makes the Lakers look like the best situation for him, but at the very least, as you look at Lonzo and say, hey, like, that's a guy I can see myself playing with, or that's a guy who is not going to get in my way, I think the answer is yes. I think Lonzo has shown that he is the player the Lakers thought he was going to be.
Speaking from long term, Bill, you know, what about Julius Randle? He's gone from a guy that was on the block to a guy that is possibly a long term answer for the Lakers. Where do you see his future?
Well, I think it's pretty cut and dried. If the Lakers end up using their cap space to sign two max guys, I think Julius Randle becomes the cost of doing that business. I think if you can get LeBron and Paul George, you have to let Julius Randle walk because you can't financially keep him. But if you only get one of those guys, or, you know, worst case scenario, you don't get either of those guys, then you can spend your money in the offseason to keep Julius Randle around and continue to grow. And I think that that's not a bad outcome. I think we've seen that Julius Randle has turned a corner in his career and his ability to impact the game on both ends of the court. For a long time, he was a unwilling defender and kind of a toss-up on offense, kind of a one-trick pony, would run through guys but didn't have many other tools in his chest. And we've seen lately that he can score in a variety of ways. He's more crafty at the rim. It's not just power. He's smarter in transition. I think if you guys remember his first couple years in the league, I mean, he was great in transition, but just always kind of, there was always a fear that there was going to be some kind of absurd turnover because of, you know, how he would rely too much on strength and size or wild passes. And he's really cut down on that. And defensively, he's been, you know, kind of a revelation this year. He has completely recommitted to defense. He's become a good one-on-one defender against the other four men in the league, which I don't think anyone really saw coming. I don't think the Lakers thought he was going to be capable of. So you're right. Early on in the year, and I wrote this many times, and I'm eating crow now, I didn't think there was a long-term future for Julius Randle with the Lakers. And now I think they would love to be able to keep him. So if they, you know, do not get the two guys in free agency that they want, it won't all be a lost cause, because it will clear the path for them to keep Randle, a guy they drafted. And by the way, he was the first guy they drafted in this rebuild process. I mean, he was really the first piece of the youth movement. So I think from in that sense, there's a desire to keep him around too.
Bill, we appreciate you jumping on now. You made a promise, and I expect you to keep it. Start floating my theory around and see what you get.
I'll let you know.
Thanks, Bill.
Take care. Have a good one.